The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you for this night. We bless you for what you got to do with us today. We are here for you, Jesus. Welcome your voice. Welcome your spirit. Welcome your emphasis. Welcome your thoughts. Have your way today in this place and in every soul of everyone who is listening now and who, after listening to this broadcast. Let your mercy reach every soul and let our heart be drawn closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. I receive help all thrice tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've been on this subject of charity as the foundational structure of the prophetic man. If you can just do it, we are on the prophets. The servants of God, the prophets. That's why we are here. We are. And we felt by the Spirit move back to go and look at the nature. Because we found the prophet, in the end of times, is prophet by nature. Not just prophet by calling or prophet by office. Not after the order of the prophets. That we know as what is as known as prophets. What the church today we refer as prophets. We are saying that Jesus has come to redefine everything and to put everything in its right perspective. Amen. So for us, New Testament people, it's very essential for us to see in the light of Jesus' revelation in the New Testament. So I can really make progress into everything that God has for us so that the promise of God's life can be handled, having heard, having seen, you know, having looked upon, we should handle of that word of life. Amen? We should practice it. It's actually supposed to be a vocation. It's not, they are not teachings for escape from the earth. They are teachings to make us professionals of the life, of the profession of the prophetic personality or person. Say amen. I know that the church will run back again to prophet very soon. When it's called that the apostle is not the pick, they ran first of all to prophets at the time. And later they saw apostles. And the first apostles are higher. They ran to apostles. Say, what is apostle this? Apostle John, apostle Jack, apostle Leo, apostle land, apostle soil, apostle air, apostle water. Oh, my people. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I feel so every moment my heart sorrow for the level of ignorance that is still in the body of Jesus at this time. When Jesus said, in the end of time, knowledge shall increase. And knowledge is increasing on the earth. But it doesn't look, and the people of the earth are buying to it. There's hardly anybody you can see on the earth today who's not using AI. There's hardly any one person. If you're not using AI, you're already behind, more than 100 years behind. So, how the children of this world can be wiser in their own kingdom than the children of light? They subscribe easily. But children of light can take 100 years to take a step in the right direction. So, but I want to believe God that the light will shine brighter and brighter. Yes, the light shine brighter and brighter. And I know what the church always look for is a result. If you say that you can't show result, at least result, I don't believe you have it. Doesn't matter what light you think you have. Once they smell around you and they don't see the affluence, the glory of this world, they don't believe that God is speaking. But God will make the light shine brighter and brighter, that nobody will be able to ignore it. So we can, what God has in mind can be fulfilled. And like I said, it don't be done alone with just few of us. What God wants to do is with the whole body. God is looking at the body. And that's why we must never go along the way, leaving back the body. I saw from few movements on earth here, who's maybe have one or two light they had more than the body, and they moved their head too much. They left the body, and they became a sect. So, we're always with the body. We pray for the body every day. So, we're not wasting time praying for the body. We're connecting the body by those prayers. We're saying that, yeah, we're knitting with them. We're saying we have to go together. I also do when we pray in the morning, we take prayer for the church of Jesus in the morning as a major prayer. That's what we're doing. So, you know, devil does not play us. So you understand, the devil can't take advantage of any situation. Either you are ahead or you are behind. For him, anywhere you are, it's a somewhere for him to. So we trust the Lord. So the hallmark of what God expects us to be is to be prophets. Is to be prophet. That's the first expression of God from eternity into the everlasting world. And in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That was the moving of God from eternity to the everlasting world. And in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So it was prophetic nature of God that drafted the heaven and the earth. Say amen. That's why you can see everything. The heaven and the earth is aligning, speaking something about him. It says something about him because it was from his nature. He projected to expand things into the world of the seen. It has seen in the angelic world or seen in the human world. It's from the unseen world of the eternal God. Don't you dare utter a speech. Can you see that? And 99 shows his wisdom. That is with him. So, all the day to day and night to night, he's speaking something about God. Say amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the first expression of God. That's how God didn't step out as a priest. He stepped out as a prophet. And so, anybody who will connect to him. And you know what he said? Let us make man. It was before the heaven and earth was created. That God said, let us make man in our image. So, no wonder you can see one of them is called the Word. It's called the Word. So, when you move to the internal world, it's a Word world. It's a Word world. All they were doing in those realms, is, apart from their existence, is thoughts. Thoughts. When you get close to things like the sun, you'll be hearing motion. He's saying something. It's not just shining light on the earth, he's saying something. So when you take the word of God from God, God is not going to be God anymore. The word is as essence as the spirit. When you take those two things from God, it's no more God. So, and the word was God. And the spirit also was God. Say amen. So everything about everything about eternal thoughts span to eternal ages to come. They are in the eternal God. And they have been finished. They have been finished. That's why it's the Lamb that was slain before the world, you know, from the foundation of the world. Before the world began, the Lamb has been slain. When he's saying, let us make man, all those things, he has spun it out. Just let us make man in our image. Just that word, let us make, it's like a capstone into a whole thoughts. Hallelujah. Say amen. And so we're saying that, and so the charity man is the nature, is the basic nature that is a must be captured. And we have seen how detailed it is. We have seen how much exercise is needed there. How much they have weaved all the natural existence of our life to be a training ground. Everything about our life existence naturally is used. They didn't use heavenly things. They came down to the earthly terrain. Amen. And use everything in our upbringing in nature. In nature. That's why nature has to be captured back as pure nature. Amen. Are we in the house, please? Not as the carnal world, as nature, the way God had them in mind from the beginning. In terms of good that we capture back the state estates of being a child, of being a young man or young boy, of being a single, of being married. All those estates are not mere. They are all speaking something about how life should be like. I went to the house, please. It's describing, it's not just that we grow there, we just find ourselves there. It's telling you about how life should be molded like in that estate. And all of them are in God. Being single is in God. Eh? Being married is in God. Being a child is in God. I call him thy holy child, Jesus. Whom they crucified, thy only child. I will be houseless. So all of that is saying something about the divine nature. It's saying something. Thy holy child. Thy holy child. That's the resurrected Jesus. It's called thy holy child. Whom they took and they crucified. So we're seeing all those estates. So when we capture all of them, we capture exactly how life should be like in God. Say amen. Amen. So if you see him as in your single estate, there are some things you are going to be exposed to in that estate that you won't be exposed to when you are married. And that are there for you to learn righteousness. It's there so you can gain a dimension of Christ. If you don't gain it there, you miss it. It will be difficult to gain it in the married estate. That's the beauty of being born again early. It's good to state early in life. So it's a lot of mercy for God, for us to God to capture us early in life. So the days we lost in our shadows is a lost estate. We all of us lost that place. Amen. We lost that estate. None of us captured it like Jesus. Captured it from babyhood. None of us. All of us were behind. You came in late. Even when you are born by district pastor, as a child, you revolted against their training. You didn't agree with their training. Amen. It took you sometimes for you to agree. So those parts from your childhood to that when you agree, it's a lost part. Something ought to have been done in those stage. Can you imagine that? So they chose Jesus from childhood. And the child grew. And Jesus increased. Tell them that there's no stage that is for. So what happened to him in that childhood stage? You are going to learn it with your age. It won't be as simple as he learned it. Because you already learned master more of sin and death. That will make unwinding it, undoing it. Praise God. That's why people get into the meek of the world, for example, get born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, and get to the meek of the world. And for the next 5 years, they're still struggling with the meek of the world. Why Jesus had mastered it at 12, he's already asking for the master's will, the father's will. He's already talking about the father's business. And they are still trying to panabit you at the meek level. You understand? So it means that nobody can capture it like Jesus captured it anymore. Are we in the house, please? So it will ever remain our Lord and our Savior. Say amen. So I like when he says that we should redeem the time. That's Ephesians chapter 5. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the time. So if there's something you have lost, you don't have time to redeem. It's because you have lost something. That's why you are redeeming. So all of us have lost something. So now we have to do a buying back. Buying back of what is lost and getting what should be done now. So it's going to be like a double. That's why they have to come via lots of doors of grace to us. So they can get the work done. And I want to believe that we're seeing how it is painted in God's word. We're seeing how the many sided wisdom of God to achieve that, which we must be aware of and open ourselves to. It's going to be with many, many wisdom, in many ways, and trying to undo what has been done. Hallelujah. Are we in the house together, please? So I remember the last time I was talking about repent and be converted, right? And that looks like where we stopped. That should be Acts of the Apostle. Let's see. Amen. Okay, let's see John 12:40. He had blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. So, you see that if a man is not converted, he can't be healed. That I should heal them. So, all that we gain from our various countries is what brought the disease or sickness to the soul. All those strange desires or interpretation of what life is, which were things that we gain in our sojourn, in our soul sojourn on the earth here, is what brought healness. I now understand when 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 23 talk about Jesus calling him. Let's see the other place. 1 Peter chapter 2, who when he was revived not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bear our sins in his body on the trees. Of the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. That we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. So those sins is what cause us the illness. The sins cause us illness, and that's what really led to death. I know what I'm saying? So it's just a sin that led to death. That somebody is sick and he's been trying to, it's not being treated. And the thing was going bad and going bad until he died. So even if you raise him back to life again, you still have to heal the sickness that killed him. So you understand it? So far, that man was raised back to life again, or quickened, who were dead in sins, quickened, does not mean that he has learned to live unto righteousness. So the sickness he had before was that he couldn't live to righteousness. He lost the capacity to respond to do right. So though the whole thing was done at one time in terms of the work, but the administration was not done at the same time. Jesus Christ purchased for us redemption, complete redemption. But the program of restoration was not done. You can't just infuse it at the same time. It's like if you're treating a patient that has gone through lots of whatever, there are levels of treatment. Maybe you get him to the hospital, they try to revive him, and they get them stable a little bit. When it's stable, we give them hope that they can go ahead to the next thing. Are we in the house, please? Sometimes they may split the patient for 5 operations. Because they can't do the operation once. They do it once, it will pass out. So they'll book him for 5 operations. Sometimes they say, okay, what's going on? Like 4 or 5. They start it, they find that it's more than that. When they begin to discover how complicated the damage was. I went in the house, please. And so that's exactly how what happened to us. Having known that, we're going to learn many other things about how our restoration, we should not be too hard on people, why we should also indulge people. That place is a lot of skill of a priestly heart and eyes. Yes, you know that. What went wrong with us is serious. The work was done systematically. Damage was done. And it was done badly. They are restoring us back. Just like the parable that Jesus gave, or the story Jesus Christ shared about the man that was going to Jericho. I didn't remember that story. And, it was met on the road by... Yes, by this terrorist. Or by bandits. You know, this bandit thing has been for a long time. And that was why, in the day of this man that began that religion, it became his major weapon. It was going to revive bandit. It was happening scattered bandits here and there in the whole world. He adopted as a weapon of really... conquering his opposition. Yes. Amen. If so, God involved in many of it. Attack caravans and did away with their properties because they were very poor to start with. That's how they built their strength. So it has been there. So if I'm among so these things which strip him of his raiment and wounded him. He said, wounded him. They could have just gotten his property and go away. Wounded him. And departed, leaving him half dead. So you can see that in their mind, they actually thought that he had died. They thought he had died. Amen. So when you hear these thieves, it's not just the thieves that broke into your house. These are thieves with dangerous weapons. Amen. Hallelujah. So, there was this Samaritan that came across him. We know that story about the priest that came and the son of Levi that came. He came and took him and poured on him and wine, bound him his wound, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast and brought him to an inn. And took care of him. So you can understand that's what he's talking about. That's the state we're in. Remember, you were revived. You're still half dead. I was that sleepest, and that sleep is half dead. Anytime you are sleeping, you are half dead, right? That's how to. When you sleep, it's hard to taste death. Every day you sleep, that's the answer of death. And all I laughed at anything. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. Thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. And Christ shall give thee light. So, why he took him to that inn is to go and get recovery light. On the air today, on the True God Talk, there was a lot of talking about light, need for seeing blindness, blind leading the blind. And that is the state, blind leading the blind. And that is talking so much about Nigerian church, blind leading the blind. It's not an insult on leadership. It's to tell us the state we are in. Blind leading the blind, and all of them, they fall into the ditch. We saw how they celebrate Chelsea. Is it Arsenal? We saw the way they celebrate Arsenal. In the midst of killings and bloodshed. They pass feeling. They don't have feeling. And when your dog dies, there should be a sense of loss. Your dog, not your brother in the spirit. If your dog died, one dog died, we have lost dog before, and the whole house was quiet for the whole day. And fullness was not just one day. It was a month for some days. That's dog. How much more, brethren, not one, not two, not ten. Sees head severe from body. And you're celebrating Arsenal. You are past feeling, sir. Sorry, sir. If you are past feeling. You are in another world. So, awake thou that sleepest. Arise from the dead. So those who sleepest and those who are dead are the same, really speaking. That's why you could join the world in doing that thing. As those who don't know Christ are excited, you're also excited like them. You can see that state. Now, they're not aware of what they are doing. It's their state that is the problem. Even if you are talking now, they'll say, well, which is your own there now? We should not be. There's time for everything on the earth here. When I saw that, my heart was bleeding. Because I can't think about how that we can be that dead. So why I took him from to the inn is for recovery. And that recovery may take 10 operations. But that man, when he was seen, was nearly dead. So just how many damage, how many bones are broken? How many cuts? How many cuts? How many machetes? That's bandit. So that is the state. Look at me. When you talk about being emotional, I have watched football. I've watched football and I was crying. That was how emotionally tied to football that was. So I'm not saying it for them who were also were there. We were once there, but that's many years ago. That's a lot of years ago. So we have to be cleansed from that sickness, that disease of the soul. We need washing. So just washing to wash those idolatrous things from us. Praise the Lord. So blind leading the blind. That's the way it is. So when the leader is doing that, what would the children do? So you are saying that the night after this match now, the centers for football will not increase in the land. When your pastor has already approved it. When you have clubs that are stronger than your born in Christ. Blue, red. And you have so-called allegiance to those unions. So the Lord is these days is going to open their eyes. So that's one of the seasons about us. The seasons to jolt people, to shake people. So when you see the invasion, all the whatever you have seen, heard about the Western part in the recent time, is to shake bum bum. You can see bum bum being shaken. When we're in our churches and we're in our house, surrounding environment, you know, everything, comfort, everything is air conditioned, everything, from there to your car, from car to all of that. And that's all we see. We don't know that life is not, it's not like that. Everywhere is not like that. So, we need Christ watching. And when I say we need Christ watching, not the all of us. We can't move to anything in God if this watching, cleansing, is not properly done. It has to be, we have to learn it and learn it until we master it. And we can master the how the Lord ordained it to be done. Praise the Lord. So you can see there, so it starts from the healing will not happen until there's conversion. Conversion will not happen until there's repentance. So it's the light of repentance. Repent. That's Acts chapter 3, verse 18-19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. That your sins may be blotted out. That's by light. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Can you see that? That your sins. So if you don't repent and be converted, your sin will not be blotted out. So the program of repentance, after that, repent here, though he was talking to the Jews concerning repentance. Say amen. That's why if the Jews repent, they can come to Christ. They can come to Christ's message without passing through. They can come without make. If they thought they will cross make, because they have been handling message before. They have been handling words before. There's a light they have been handling before. It is Gentiles that has no light. So after we have believed as Gentiles, we still go back to repentance. But repentance there will be repentance by light. Repentance by light. So we must be ready to change. Repentance means you turn. You turn. You see this is not the way it should be done. And you turn. And that turning is blessing. That turning. You get it? It's Acts 3:26. Thank you. Unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you. Beautiful. Sent him to bless you in turning. Not sent him to bless you after you have turned. So in turning is blessing. In turning away. This is repentance. And this is blessing. This is heavenly unto you first God. This is blessing of God. So you can see that many of this we're talking about, some art we hear that will not turn. Well, I'm seeing now when some book hears what he's talking about. What he's talking about. It's not in the it's the own way of the gospel. We don't have to pass back the same way. That heart is not ready to turn. So it can't partake of the blessing that comes by repentance. But that blessing is conversion. The work of God must be allowed to run. That's the reason why we are leaders. If we can't help God's people, we don't make their journey more difficult. Yes, it's not a must. Because we sin the more when we take place of leadership. And we're not helping people to make progress in the God's promise of life. So we're not going to just take we won't take punishment for our own sin alone. The blood of everyone that we have led astray will be upon us. Blessing is not when God gives you a breakthrough into your business. That's not the blessing of the gospel. The additions of the gospel. Additions after you have been blessed. Amen. The same thing says, that same thing is what we see in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless the holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. What is the benefit, sir? Who forgiveth thee of all thy iniquities? Who healeth thee of all thy diseases? So, can you see disease now? So, there's the effect of iniquity is disease. It's not physical, amen. It's soul disease. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So, all the benefits are all soul benefits. If it looks at a gospel, take it. That's the truth about it. All the things we are talking about here, we will leave everything here. Join what? Even build churches across the whole world, you will leave everything behind. But these are blessings that become resident in us as part of who we are eternally. So they are all soul blessings. Don't try to explain anything. They are soul blessings. And that's what we see in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. All of this is to make you live unto righteousness. And that is the healing process by whose stripes. So that stripes is to make you live unto righteousness. By whose stripes we are healed. So make you respond to righteousness. So healing in the first Peter is not first of all healing for the body. It's primarily for the soul. You can use it for body healing, but it's not meant for body first. In fact, the fact that your body end up dying on the earth here means that your body was not healed. Even though if you are 100 years of age, the fact that you are aging is the fact of death on the body. And that area, apart from the grace of God going to also learn on how to live healthily, all of that, that area is in the hand of Jesus. So it's not a place to boast. Amen. That you believe I cannot die. I cannot die. I live. I cannot die. And you live. Don't boast. There are those also affirmed the same you affirmed who died. In the first school, in those days, we say they didn't have enough faith. It's not true. There's what is called sovereign will of God. What are you talking about? So let's remember the first utmost intention of God on the earth here for now. In redemption plan, it's not redeeming the body. Oh, yala bahash kapana ha sida banaha. It's first of all, soul. After he has redeemed the spirit, he's redeeming the soul, then the body. There's another ball game for redemption of the body. The redemption of our body. It's also a part of the program, but God had to unveil how that will be. Maybe it is the perfection of our soul that will transfer life to our body. Or there will be more unveiling of understanding to that realm. Let's say a place in Romans. Yes, because sometimes we have access to good food, good medications, good vitamins. And we think it is the redemption, we think it's their faith. Give what you eat somebody else. If you will not live longer. Supplements. Some of us have terrible supplements. So when you're looking fresh, you are bouncing. It's like eternal life is bouncing. Nothing in the body for now. It is care that we're giving to that body. Say amen. Sorry to say this, in some of the healing schools of some of our brethren who have healing schools and all of that, they give a lot of supplements. And many people revive not by any healing thing, by supplement in those places. And we call it spiritual healing. Am I just a book boy? But many of the sickness of people is because they are not living well. If you see already that are sick, check very well. 50 of them are not living well. We have been in the body for a long time, man. And we have seen, we have heard, we have seen lots. Though we will not say everything at the same time. And these are things that we put together to build a massive system. What I'm saying is that it doesn't matter what you build. Turning is important. And it's very, very vital. See this place in Romans 8. When I have the time, I will teach more on this place. But it's very, very essential. And not only, can you see verse 22? For we know that the whole Christian groaneth and traveled in pain together until now. Until now. And not only there, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. See there, first fruits. Not first fruit. First fruit. So, of the Spirit. So, Spirit has fruits at level. And when you say fruits there, amen. I think you know that Holy Ghost is Spirit. You know Christ is Spirit. You know Father is Spirit. And they, all of them have their first, all their fruit. So there's a first fruit of the Holy Ghost. That's when we heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love to all the saints. Amen. Ha. Then you have the first fruit of Christ. That's when Christ is formed in you. You have the first fruit of the Father, which is when you inherit everlasting life. So Paul said, we have. So Paul, listen to me. So it's clear that these people, it's not that all believers, no, we have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we wish ourselves, grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit, the redemption of our body. So even while we have all the first fruit, we're still waiting for the redemption of our body, which is called hope. So hope can be Christ. Hope can be everlasting life. Hope can be the redemption of our body. So if we see, then we hope no more. So that when we have seen Christ, we hope no more for Christ. So we hope for hope. Say amen. So what the man has seen, what does he have to hope for? So we have not seen the redemption of our body, so we have to hope for the redemption of the body. Not the resurrection, not resurrection from the grave in terms of resurrection of believers. A redemption of the body meant for those who are partaker of the first fruit of the Spirit. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So when you hear Paul talking about that we may know, that I may know him, there are the things he's pressing to. So it's knowing in that order. Can you see now? And I may know, it's not that I may know Christ. No. That I may know him. That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering. Which being made conformable unto his death. Now if by any means I might attain. Can you say attain? So it's pressing for something. Paul here, they all have the first fruit of the Spirit. But he's still pressing for something. What I'm just saying is that there's program for redemption of the body. Say amen. Yeah, but all of that is hanging on those who have partook of the first fruit of the Spirit. There are a lot of scriptures and this or that. That's not where I'm going tonight. But it abounds. So, repentance that brings conversion is repentance that has to do with light. You need light and to turn. That repentance is turning, to turn. Turn from your iniquities. Now, to turn means that it's not, you have not forced to turn. You have understanding, you have light now, and you turn. And you turn. This time you turn, you are being blessed. You are accessing more blessing. Say amen. And that is a way to get healed. So after you repent, you're converted, that you can be healed. By stripes, we are healed. By stripes, we were healed. So that turning is the suffering process. That's the suffering. When you are turning, you are suffering. You suffer. You allow righteousness to have its way. Huh? And that suffering, having suffered, you have to enter into a glory process. Praise the Lord. And so, God has apportioned that. For ye, well, we as sheep going astray are now returned unto the shepherd and bishops of our souls. So let you know that everything there is on the soul. It's on the soul. This is not, they are not faith confession that we're going to use for redeeming of the body. Redeeming of the body is going to come by knowing, by knowledge. It's not confession. We can experience repair in our body, not by confession. Huh? I went to the hospital. Repair is not yet. It's not redemption. For now, what we're carrying is repair. After you have confessed it next week, 2 weeks again, something is going to go wrong again. You speak, we speak to it. It's repair. You're repairing the body. So when soul is redeemed, there's a deletion of what caused it. Because what causes is like remission. You are remitting. When you are, your sins remain remitted. Remission of sins is not just forgiveness, not of your sins are forgiven you. It's that sins are deleted. So the power of the soul to do that thing is lost. It can't have it again. Now that's what God, as it's happening to the soul, so it's going to happen to the body. The things cannot express themselves. What the causal agent has been taken away. So what we're saying tonight is that for God, that is very, very important to be a partaker of those first fruits. Or for that life, or for that life of the life of the spirit to be recovered back, or for remission to complete its process, so that you, when you say you are converted, in that you are changed. You are converted, you are changed, you are altered, or you are born again, or you are being formed. A new you is being formed. That's conversion. Say amen. Repent ye and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he will send Jesus. When he sends Jesus, it's going to send Jesus, which before was preached unto you, he will send it again, that the heaven must receive on the times of resurrection of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of his all his holy prophets, since the world began. So all the other refreshings that outpour, that are meant to be received, will not be received until there is conversion. Heaven will hold Jesus back. Now, Jesus being released is what's called coming, the coming of the Lord. It's Jesus being released from heaven. So you can't have access to more of Jesus until you are converted and you become like a child, a little child. So really, the time of refreshing is times of the Father. That was why God was trying to move Peter into this blessing early. Is to ensure that the whole church is able to assess times of refreshing. Times of refreshing that will come from heaven. And he said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. So, becoming as little children is conversion. You can't. Once you are converted back as little children, we can't return back. It's for entrance, and when you have entrance, then you have access to times of refreshing. The light that God will shine forth more, you can receive it. You can access it. It can make sense to you. Say amen. You can use such lights. Hallelujah. So, that's why the part of washing the feet is the program of perfection. That part of washing the feet. And that's why Jesus didn't take it lightly. When he left, and knowing that we must not take it lightly also. Actually, he left it as commandment. He left it there as commandment. Because you need plenty of that. And I remember how lepers were cleansed in Israel. When lepers had to be cleansed, they would put them through running water. They don't just use bucket, no. It will be running water. To open the leproid space. And to ensure that it does not infect another person again. The priest shall command that one of the beds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. You see the issue of running water occurring over there is about the cleansing of the leper. Seeing that the leproid, I didn't know that the state of those lepers don't live among men. You send them out of the town, out of the community. So you start sending them to the land of the dead. It's going to die. You banish them from life. So it's the same thing. So the leproid nature state. It's exactly like a sinful nature that we attain. And that's why when they were going to cleanse Naaman, it should be dipped in the water 7 times. If you go to Jordan, not just any water, Jordan. Amen. And dip himself 7 times. So if he dip himself 5 times, what happened? He will not be cleansed. A process is going on that is terminated. If he dip himself 5 times. Because he has a Jewish girl as his maid who will encourage him. So if the prophet had asked for something more, he didn't ask for money. Go and dip thyself in Jordan. 7 times. It's humbling. It's to say. The highest thing about the nature of the Gentile is pride. It's pride in his death state. It's pride. If you look at most of the problem we're having in the body of Christ, it's pride. That people build their system to show pride. It's not just to show pride. And when you see those things, you don't have a door to reach them. They tell you, I'm not on your level. Just in 5 years, I'm not more. My brethren, my minister friends. Just because you have done something now, you have built a capacity of 20,000, and those who ordain you to pastor doesn't have 5,000. You are now higher than them. A lizard cannot fight alligator. So it's by size. If we have loss of the height, loss of the flesh, and there's no pride of life, we still have escape. But this is the way he does it. It will ensure he put the pride of life there. It's a ceiling. Doesn't make soul return back easily. So some of these things we see in the Bible are telling us the nature of our soul. Man said, myself, general of the army of Syria. But you are leproid. You're leproid. The guy said, my father, if they have told you, go and do one big thing, don't you go and do it. But to humble yourself for washing, Saul will not take it. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we are better off as church members. Sometimes the best of our life was when we were church members. But when you attend to a certain extent of leadership, pride does not allow us to have access to cleansing. Sometimes no be small man. And the servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great things, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then? Then when he said, wash and be clean. That thing you hear, wash and be clean, no be simple thing for the soul. The man was saying, are there no rivers of let me see that place. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Leper is talking when he needs mercy. You speak grammar. May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. So that's what happened to souls when we are lifted up. That's it. To even accept that you are leper is one thing. They don't accept the cleansing meant for you. So I'm just saying that you need several cleansing processes. For us to be clean, it's not simple. You are going to get used to that. As you wash somebody's going to wash your feet also. Somebody's going to wash your feet. It's like, it's one another. So it's not just going to be one person, you just, that's the only person I approve to wash my feet. No. You are still choosing a banner. You are choosing that. You have not found that you need mercy to be converted, to finish your process of conversion. You need mercy. You need mercy. So, say hey, amen. And now that is that you will not be perfected. Conversion is a perfection. It's one level of perfection. You won't attain to perfection. And God wants you to be perfect. At every level of the fruit of the Spirit, there's a perfection. That's why it says in Galatians chapter 5. After I have mentioned the Lord, not the flesh, that the fruit of the Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is. But the fruit of the Spirit, that's only one. Christ. He's talking about that Spirit, Christ. Fruit of Christ. So it's not fruits. So that fruit you see there is for various levels of the mystery. It's a three mysteries. First fruits, it's not the fruits, it's the mystery. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit, or the fruit of Christ, is love. It's love. Now describing that nature of that love. Joy. Peace. Long-suffering. Gentleness. Goodness. Faith. Temperance. Meekness. Temperance. Against such, there is no law, because it's law of itself. It's a product of the law of the Spirit. So against it, there's no law. But that law has produced its result. Say amen. That's produced its own fruit. So it's one fruit. So if it's not perfected, then you don't have fruit. Fruit is an end of it's the end of a process. So when you see a plant fruiting, it has grown through a process. So fruiting is an end. So you see fruit, you don't see fruit in the beginning, you see fruit at the end. So conversion process completed, bring that fruit. So you can't say you have love, you don't have joy. It's impossible. Are we in the house, please? Because I want to say the name. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. It's not his names. His name shall be called. So the rest are expression of the name. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name. Go and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son. Can you see that? In the name. Not in the names. In the name of the Father. Not the name of the Father, not of the Son. Is the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Say amen. It's in that name everything is inclusive. As much as you can be in a Christ world forever, to God it's just one journey through. It's just demand for the next phase that is making it look like a phase cut off. That's why in the tabernacle of David that was going to be restored, they have opened the way to the holiest of all. Say amen. That all men may know how to render service to God. So there's a veil in our soul, but there's no veil in the spirit. Whatever is called veil is in our soul. It's limitation that is in us. The way to the holiest of all has been made manifest. He taught the veil, but it was made manifest in the spirit. It's not manifest in our heart. So they have to prepare on how to usher us through that pathway. That's where people have problem with some realities in Christ, in the spirit, and what is about us. And let us all come boldly to the throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Let us come boldly. You can't just say, I want to go. You say, as you come, say, I'm coming. That let us come. That come itself is a journey. And you can't just see that scripture and act on it. That should come out. Yeah, I'm coming to the throne of grace. That thing you are doing, you're not journeying anywhere. That journey has to do with transformation, a change in the process. He said, come to Peter. And Peter stepped out. But he saw a boisterous wind. That calm already opened him to come to Jesus. He could have gone on. Say, why do you doubt? What made him doubt is inside of him. That's the work to be done inside. You can't try not to doubt. You can't act it. A job has to be done to not make you doubt. That's why he had to hold on by the hands and guide us through. They had to hold on by the hands and lead us through. In leading us through that way, he'll be talking to us, ministering things to us that will impart us to be able to go through with him. Hallelujah. I went to the house there today. So what I'm just saying tonight is that having accessed revelation of Christ, obey the righteousness procedure of Christ, and you have been justified, or you have been sanctified, you still need the cleansing over time to be perfected. We are justified by faith, and that faith has to do with ministering of the righteousness of Christ to us, teaching us doctrine. Amen. You've learned doctrine, you obey the process, and by it you have been altered. But you won't be perfected. That's why I say, all of you are clean, but one. But you still need to wash your feet. So washing of that feet is perfection. I don't know how to say that. So that you have learned Christ, you have obeyed Christ, does not mean you are perfected. God put perfection among us. That's why because charity is the bond of perfectness. When I say bond, it's a tie. It's a tie. You can't have that charity without that bond of that union. A tie. It's a tie. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond. So nobody can say, I'm in charity and I'm alone. It is Christ's revelation that claims me. It's a lie. You're not perfected. You're not perfected. Yeah, you have been clean, but you're not whole. I like Paul describing Epaphras. Are you here tonight? I tell you, seeing this area is just oh, the church. No wonder we have not been healed. We have not been healed all the day night. We have these revelations, but the detail of the procedure that can make out fruit is lacking. So we have big language, knowledge, but we don't have the lines. And we have law of leaves, no fruit. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salute you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect. And see, they have told you what is serving is Christ. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that he may stand perfect. It's not easy to stand perfect. It won't be laboring, can you say, fervently? If it's easily done. He's a minister. But there are some intricacies he's seeing. That was the thing that, wow, I want to get kin in. He has served them Christ. And by that serving of Christ to them, they were washed or justified. But they have not been perfected. So he now began to pray. That's a servant. Paul to commend a minister. For Paul to sign a minister and say he's a servant of Christ. Always laboring. Those language is not odd. Always laboring fervently for you in prayers. Prayers. All manner of prayers. Petition, intercession. That you may accept the ministry of perfection. But this is not talking about perfection as a son of the Father. This is perfection of Christ's world. The perfection that makes a man to attain to charity and complete in all the will of God. Perfect and all-rounded. All the fruit you see there are all-rounded. Sometimes you take some fruit. It's fruit really, but that taste. Oh, like on there. Though it's ripe outside. Go and taste it. Something is access there. It's not yet all rounded. All rounded is the expectation. When you say this fruit, this is the expected taste. This is what the color will look like. And sometimes when they do some urine test, they look at the color range. Eh? Of the what the urine should look like if it's not infected. Once the figure is outside it, something has gone wrong. They are signal that something has gone wrong. They call it normal. Normal range. Normal range. Normal range. So in all of this, love, joy, peace, that's its own range that make it Christ. If it's outside, it's no more, it's not Christ. Because every other icon in the spirit have their joy, have their patience, they have theirs. Those who follow the Lord, there's a measure of joy you find in the Lord. You know what I'm saying now? It's a life. If it's a life, then that's his own expressions. But when it's Christ, there's a range of. If it falls below it. You can't take it to market. Once they take it, test the first one, they won't buy the rest. And if they can, but the Father himself wants to come and take precious fruit. He wants the precious fruit of the earth. Before he will take fruit above, he wants to take the earth first. The husband man waited patiently to take the precious fruit of the head. And had long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. He has to first, there must be first one who can ask for more. Because the other ones are more. Father is not, it's not a new one, it's more. Is Christ's fruit more? So, you get it now? Yeah. So it's not going to look for something else. No. That's why it's the same. It's more. That may be project that may bring forth much fruit. It's more. It's Christ at a level that cannot be housed in the former estate. Has to multiply. Because sometimes we're talking about everlasting life, eternal life. That's as if we're going to go to another. No, it's the same Christ life, but that's moved to another level of expectation. So you need another approach of faith to bear forth more fruits. I have ordained you. Every branch means that beareth not forth fruit, he taketh away. And every branch means that beareth forth fruit, he purgeth it that he may bring forth more. So there must be more first before much. It's fruit, more fruit, much fruit. So it's life, more life. Thank you, an abundant life. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abide in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much. If I must have borne more first, to have much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. So you see why that perfection of Christ is very important. And so the Lord will take time to ensure it is done. But once it is done, the curriculum to eternal life has been opened to you. Has been opened to you. Amen. So, beyond the work of the fivefold ministry, because this water walk is not fivefold ministry. It's among the brethren. It's not fivefold. That's why you need the church for perfection of charity. You can't attend to it without the brethren. It's the brethren life. And so it is those who get you sanctified at the fivefold. The perfection is among your brethren. Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 4. Okay, let's see this place. Verse 16 says, 3:16 says that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That's the revelation of Christ. May dwell in your heart by faith. That's more of precepts. That you may capture the revelation of Christ, the person of Christ. You may capture the entirety of the revelation of the person of Christ. That ye being rooted and grounded in love. That should tell you that faith has begun to work its process now. You being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints. All saying, what is the breadth and length and depth and height? So your being cannot capture the entirety of that person in all of his breadth, length, depth, height. This is a detailed construction of a building of a person that is generated by growth. The growth process is to evolve, and as you are growing, they are measuring. They are measuring the breadth, the length, the depth, the height. Are we in the house, please? So if it's a building you are seeing this way, for example, you're going to say, okay, the length, the breadth, the height. How do you see this in a human being? Was that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. So it means that this architectural design that is called Christ, say amen. It's an understanding of a person, of a life, that a man can capture detail of the person of that life. Sometimes Paul's writing will just look scientific. Because there's a measurement in the spirit. So it's actually scientific. Growth is scientific. Growth looks as if it's natural. But a lot of scientific principles are involved to analyze that growth. Somebody is learning about the crop science. They'll go and teach him soil physics. You are feeling what is the connection between soil physics and crop science. But that crop you are seeing, it is the soil, whatever that is demand, is determining something about it. Not only the nature of the plant. So when the matter part of course for you, one thing, what will I do with this in my life? It doesn't look correlating, but it's correlating. It's correlating. Hallelujah. Say amen. So why can't just God allow us to be taught on the pulpit like this one and we'll be perfected? Because it's more humbling when it is one to another. And the pride is a thing they want to also deal with. Sometimes you can smoke Revelation and oh my God, today's meeting. Oh, like the one who smoke ganja. But the thing will clear out of your face. Just when I said, nothing has happened to you. Nothing has changed. Praise God. So, you will need, say I will need, plenty of water. And sometimes many brethren to administer the water to you. And it's not just like always coming to you and say you are doing something wrong. No. You'll be open to administration of that water. It could be your brethren that is talking to you and you are learning from it. What's happening? You are being washed. So it's not like now be suspended and say, I need to correct you. No, it's not like that. Because we're going to learn here very soon that say amen. For what will be administered, the major instrument needed is the tongue or words. I call it washing of water by the word. It's words. Say amen. Call it the washing of water by the word. So, water is a message, but it's words. These words, it means it has to be spoken. So, when we are being washed, we learn the skill of when somebody washes you without words. What washes their words? We learn the spirit and you learn the conversation. Let me put that. The conversation of the words that produce the washing. We know it is carries the burden of perfectness. But you also know that the tongue is an instrument of perfection. I want us to connect this now. That is to say that a man cannot be perfect if he does not have rule over his tongue. A perfect man. Who is a perfect man? James, are you there with me, please? My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the without condemnation. For in many things we offend all. So, if a man has water, he's not a master. He's actually a servant. No, be so. Jesus called them the job of a servant now. So it's not, you are not the master, you are a servant. Are you a servant? Are you a right servant? See that place. Let's go back to the place. Is that where we're reading? Be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, because word is water. Abi, so if any man offend not in words, the same is a perfect man. So a perfect man is the man who has mastered the use of water for cleansing, for washing people. People. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. And able also to bridle the whole body. So it means the tongue is the symbol of the whole body. Whatever has happened in your soul, oh, you have learned righteousness in your soul. The expression of that righteousness is what your tongue speaks. Are you here with me in the house, Everest? So, a charity man, know what I call him, that is up to teach. He's an able teacher. Because you can't attend there and your tongue has not been trained. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Let me do something to you that is that James chapter 1. Let me see the book of James. Glory to God. One, let me see verse 24. For he beholded himself and goeth his way, and straightway forget what manner of man he was. But so look at the pavilion of liberty and continue therein. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, see that place. And bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is vain. And bridleth not his tongue. So if you then get to a point when you can master utterance or conversion of the life of Christ in words, that man is just religious. Conversion is not happening. If you are converted really, conversion will affect converting your tongue. Pure religion and the fire before God and the Father is that to visit the fatherless, he wants to play religion with those in the affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. From the world. So, you will see that for the charity man to move from faith to charity, the job there in perfection is that he must master. If you say you have attained to charity, you must master the conversation. Let's see 1 Timothy. Let's see something there about praise God. 4. 11. This is command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in word, in conversation, in so you can't get to charity if you have not mastered words, conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So they say you attend to pureness of spirit. You have been washed many times. Now you can wash others' feet. I don't know if you're saying that. Because you can't gain conversation, words, if they have not used that same words and conversation to change you. So we fought in many things. But if you don't fought in words, see, you understand that? If you don't fought in words, then they can't be a perfect man. So it means that the charity man is not a perfect, it's not a perfect son. When I say perfect son, that, oh, every work has been done. No, it's to be received by the Father for more works. But the work has been done. That work is that he can minister or he can serve Christ. He can bring forth Christ, when I say Christ, with the same spirit of, what is the nature of that Christ? With love, with joy, with long suffering, with meekness. So in everything he's doing, you can see all this fruit showing. I don't know how I'm saying that. I'll give an example. Now, there's somebody you want to reach out to let him see something. You know you can fault in trying to make him see something. And many times we fault. Now that's the problem, really speaking. But one of the reasons why the problem gets complicated is your manner. I just feel like I need to talk to this brother. It is true. But one, two step you take, just... So yourself, you have not been perfected in washing, so you can't wash somebody else. So Jesus said, when you see a mote in your brother's eyes, you don't remove that mote from your brother's eyes until you remove the log in your own eyes. Because which one? The mote and log. So that you see it and you want to rush at it. It shows there's a log in you. Yeah. Now, if really your log has been taken away, you'll be careful. And you will allow the Spirit of Christ in you to inform your engagement. Now, some of us just feel like, we feel like we're the Ayagbanda. Come on, the Basoro. On the Basoro. And that's my person. That's my person. I just that person is against Christ. So that's you see a mote. You give you a lot of carefulness. That's what the nature does. Carefulness with all spirit of meekness in of heart. Watching your heart to see that you don't even engage in the wrong way, because that be tempted here is to be seen to be unqualified. None. You want to master cleansing by washing body's feet. You want to master cleansing by wash. Let them wash your feet plentifully first. It's when they wash your feet, you see the way they wash your feet. I see the essence there. You now know that you don't have to use that for somebody else. So you know how it landed on you when they used it on you. No. It should have been spoken to you. You are not feeling for the person who spoke it to you. You are feeling for yourself first, like you also have spoken that way to other people. But what pains you most of the time is what you do to other people. You didn't hear what I said? What pains you most? It's what you do to others. When they do that to others, you don't see it. But when they do it to you, it's like, maybe she's throwing. You will lie down, you will remember what they said. The thing will be echoing like 10 times in your ears. It's not meant to pain you, it's meant for you to learn. Hallelujah. And that area is plenty. You're going to use plenty of water. Very plenty. So, perfection of charity is learning of the conversion of charity, or learning the words of charity, or learning the love life of charity. I was reading what was I reading? 1 Timothy, right? In faith and purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy. With the laying on of the hands of the presbytery, meditate upon these things. Give thyself only to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Let's look at the next one. Take it unto thyself. So, as much as there are a lot of things to do for others, take it to thyself first, and unto the doctrine, to ensure that it is pure and remain clean. Continue in them. That's the thyself. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Them that hear thee. Save thyself and them that hear thee. So it means that if you have not really taking heed and practice the thing over and over. Use it over and over and practice it and continue in them. When it's time for you to say to other people, it will be well, you know it. But it will be well administered. Because in the medical world, it's not only about drugs or diagnosis, administration. The same medicine that should cure a person can make him more resistant. The same drug that should kill a person can become a poison. I don't know how to say that. Just an overdose, and the person is gone. It is that drug you bought, but the drug was not well administered. Say amen. So you can understand who are reading that Ephesians. Let's go back there. Chapter 5 of Ephesians. So the tongue. What is the tongue? It's not tongue. Tongue is language of speaking. They call this one tongue. It's not really amen. Your tongue is your heart. Your mother tongue. Mother tongue is not here. It's in your heart. Say amen. Are you in the house there? Jesus learned these things very early. You see that transition happened in the temple? Yeah? It was there. Hearing. The asking question. Go back to that place. At that point, he has things to say. But by the training he has acquired in the Christ world, you are swift to hear. So you don't just get water as they are washing you. No. They never wash you, then they wash somebody else. Okay? And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst. Sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. We don't know, because he has spent like 3 days there. So we don't know how long it was just listening to them. This thing they put there, it's not that he just heard them 10 minutes. Asked, no. He was hearing them. Just listening. Before he began to now ask questions. If you know when a child comes to your midst as elders, you know how a child, you know, so? Be quiet. But he came in, he has not heard you say 1, 2. He's asking a question. He was welcome there. So he has listened to them. They're wondering, what kind of boy is this one? Just listening, rap attention. When he began to ask them questions, they were ready to answer questions. He didn't come with a mind of, I've learned something. I've learned something. I'm ahead of Jesus knew he was ahead of his age. Nobody at that 12 could be doing what he was doing. Such boy in our midst, in any society today, will be a rascal. Mesmerizes people with knowledge. You know what I'm saying? When you see a small boy smart, you just be yawning and baby. Make everybody look like a fool. But it wasn't like that. So he has learned, he has grown. He has learned meekness. Are we in the house, please? He has learned patience. And that's what it, when you say Paul asked, telling Timothy what. Let's go back. We'll come back to this reflection. Let's go back to that 1 Timothy. What you are supposed to acquire when you are being washed. Your own part of the deal when you are being washed. 1 Timothy. Chapter 6. Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which why some coveted after, and they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves with truth with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Then fight the good fight of faith. Let me see the same in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Chapter 3. 3:10. Thank you. Are you there? From them, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, I like this place, manner of life, how do you learn class, you learn manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, charity, patience. So it's clear that Timothy actually is already a charity man. But that has fully known, not fully heard. So Timothy can administer the water. Can you see that? Because, sometimes we in the oppressed, we learn patience. Even in like the man I was talking about the other time that was carried to on the way to Jericho. Who needs 5 operations? You need to be very, if I want thing that surgeons know about surgeons, the patience. You get to hospital, they say the man is in the theater. Sometimes for 7 hours. Why I don't like surgery? Even in choosing, in lacking medicine, I didn't like surgery from the beginning. How can somebody stay in theater for, and that is short. Those who go for brain work can be there for 16 hours. Because they are trying to get some things out of somewhere. Mass of flesh, you can just pierce and pluck it out. But if we do that one, that person is gone. 16 hours. And something, that's how some things are in us. Dangerous to touch. Some habits dangerous to touch. Where they are in the soul. You have seen it. Yeah, you can't touch it. That's why it takes the bishop of our soul. Bishop, the shepherd, the bishop of our soul. So as a medical doctor, who does that understands the frailty and the danger of the body. So the Lord understands the danger and the complicity of the soul. The things you do, man, are not simply done. Somebody's in church for 15 years. 15 years. He's still struggling on not touching a girl lustfully. He touched the girl, the vicar just felt, I don't like this touch. 10 other people who touch that same girl, he doesn't feel anything. But when it is just your touch, just felt, what? There's something about them. Because there's something about your soul in that touching. They said there were many here who touched me. Somebody touched me. There were many here who touched me. Said somebody touched me. Lord, we are many here. You don't know. Somebody touched me. Why? A virtue left me. So a diseased soul can touch somebody and something goes wrong. Say amen. So, it's not really... So can you see the understanding of soul nature that will not make us to be indulgent, yet very merciful. Very merciful in helping others or in watching others. That's why all this thing that Paul talked about here is outflow of a life that Timothy has learned, doctrine, manner of life. So Timothy studied Paul to the point of, he didn't just study revelations. He studied Paul and learned manner of life. Why Paul will just hold on for a moment? Why Paul will just look away from it as if he's not seeing it? Why Paul will also comment on it and rebuke it? Yes. He didn't just learn action of Paul, he learned manner of Paul. Manner. And over time, he has seen result of people who turn by Paul's dealing. He has seen now someone like Onesimus, who could rob his master and run away. How Paul could meet such person, and in a few years he has been turned around. That now, though he was unprofitable before, now he's profitable not to you alone, but to me and to you. So it means that Paul is saying that Onesimus can trust him for anybody. So it's not only profitable to me. But sometimes you can do high service to a minister. When they check you outside, that's not your behavior outside. You're like a gentle person, sir. But when you get to that's not where you behave at home. When you enter the house, it's like one lion enter the house. But a lamb somewhere, a lamb just 1 hour ago in the church has become a lion in the house, yeah. So you are profitable in a place, you are not profitable in another place. Paul says, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee, not only to thee, to me also. If I have my way, I won't return back to you. I want Onesimus to be with me. But I know also that to do well, that to prove to you, I'm sending him back to you. Receive him no more as a slave, but as a brother. Paul could vouch. Say amen. So it's not only learning the revelation. You have to learn the spirit, the manner of the spirit. Learn it. Learn the culture of the words. Understand how the spirit speaks. How it expresses itself. You're going to learn it and wait on it until you master the way it talks. So at the point, Paul gave Timothy what to follow. And that point, he has fully learned it. In 1 Timothy, Paul gave to him what to follow. Follow after. 2 Timothy, thou hast fully learned. May that become our story. So it means all this we're talking about, it's not supposed to be an endless thing. In just some months from now, we're supposed to say that this boy has fully learned. I will be patient how to believe God for people's change. You know, sometimes you can give up on people and say, I joy, bye-bye. Just believe that this person is going to change. This person can change. When I say faith, it's not faith to receive something, it's faith. It's the faith to communicate Christ. Say, hey, man. Be now an example of the believer in words. So, if you don't arrive at the point of mastery of words, I'm not saying that to say, that says an example of people like Timothy, who God raised with the gospel. I believe that Timothy was not really raised as if they were going to raise a minister. He was raised like a pattern believer. Just be an example. He was not really raised as somebody I was going to send somewhere. It's a man that just raised with a pattern example of the gospel. Just like Christ grew up without having a mentor ministry. There's a way you learn when you're like that. And there's a way you learn when you know I'm going to be a minister. I'm sure that the day Paul told Timothy, I'm going to leave you in Ephesus. If you're wondering, this is not what we're beginning so I'm telling you now. But Paul had seen something in that boy for a long time. His faith sense. The way he follows the message. The way he's passionate about the message. You know, like somebody who they preach to. Like somebody who is born with something. And the way he followed Paul. Timothy locks Paul. I mean, doggedly lost Paul. So, he called it my son Timothy. Most other ministers call them fellow servant. They are actually supposed to be sons. Epaphras, a small boy to Paul. They call them fellow servants. They call my son Timothy. He learned, just like the apostles learned Christ from following Jesus. He learned manner, he learned spirit, he learned patience, he learned. May the Lord Himself commit grace to us in this area. Yes, that in the season we are in, we allow the Lord to do a thorough job in us. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I was going to read the vision at that time. Let me still go back and read the place. Like I was saying the last time there, if you see half of what caused problem at home, it's true words. It's not what you didn't do, what you did. How you said it. It's what you said and how you said it. Most of the time. When you are quiet, sweetheart, you are not talking. If you know what to say next, that will douse the whole thing, you just say one, two things and it will douse the whole thing. That's the way you will say it. Sweetheart, you have been quiet. And we're quiet man here, familiar. He has not concluded what he's just thinking you are quiet. But the next statement just told, that's what Allah. I learned not long ago that the devil does not know everything we think. Most of us think that the devil he knows everything. No, he doesn't know what you are thinking. He waits on what you are saying. He gets what you are thinking, what you are saying. Because you know that from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Amen. They're in church now. They are saying we are above and above alone. We are not benight. We have all things from heaven. What, you know, the Father belongs to. He's hearing. Does he believe? Does he really? Is it really true? He will leave church. You know, you can't win that place. We're going to stay in there. in front of the king. I may do a checkup. He didn't even hear it. What wrong? Oh, you know, sir. I know why he was there. He was just telling me. So you can be as powerful if you can master what tongue to say. Breathe your tongue. As you have mastered righteousness enough to do that, so. No, he's looking about you. That's why it doesn't matter what your husband does to you. You can't say, love, I hate you. Love, see that I hate you. Say, sweetheart, I hate you. You are an animal. You are a brute beast. You are unlearned. Yeah. Because you felt there's some things you felt around. Even if you're going to give somebody divorce tomorrow, some language must never come out of your mouth. Because the part is not to destroy. They'll destroy. So that says you came to my life. Life has not been good. I hate you. I hate the day I met you. So you pour out your foolishness. And after a year, you want to repair to be done. You have done this. You have destroyed. You have burned the bridge. So it's not everything you seem to think you say. And that is charity. So charity is not that nothing wrong goes through its mind. Thinketh no evil. Does not mean that. No. It means it doesn't process evil. It doesn't make evil process to fulfill its course. It terminates it. Now, if he doesn't have how to think evil, then it's already going everlasting and eternal. But it's charity. It doesn't allow evil thought to finish its cycle. It terminates it. I can't attain it. No, it's not. You have to become eternal, everlasting man in the highest cater to meet up with that. But does it allow you to finish his process? It terminates it. Like the fool say in his heart, there is no God. The fool allow the process to complete itself. There is no God. Some thought, when it's going out, is there God? Is there God? You should terminate it. See what I'm saying? Huh? There's no way of thinking that there's no God. So we are thinkers. We are free thinkers. We think freely. And so you're thinking, is there God? There's no God. Because the way faith comes is that God's already acknowledged. That's how faith comes. That the devil doesn't believe there's God. Yes. No, there's God. So it's only a fool that will say there's no God. Even the devil himself, who is the one making you foolish? No, there's God. Chapter 5 of Ephesians. Wherefore, be ye not unwise. Hey. No, he said, who is the wise man? Already have something, you know, in Yips. Who is a wise man? And bridleth not his tongue. Can you see that? Amen. So, be not unwise, but understanding. Be a wise man. What the will of the Lord is. So, it's not really knowing what the will of the Lord is, knowing it itself. You can sit there and be not drunk with wine. Well, it's excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Verse 19, speaking to yourselves. So a wise man is a man who can speak to. Can you see that? I don't know if you get it. Be not unwise. So a wise man is the man who's able to speak from the understanding of Christ to us, to selves, to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody. So there's no speaking that must stop singing. So there must be joy after you speak. There must be joy. There must be joy after you speaking. Amen. We can't speak. Everybody's going all sort. No, there must be joy. God prophecy serves. Prophecy as a simple prophecy must come to exalt. To edify, for edification, for exaltation, and for comfort. So you can't bring words in and everybody hears and everybody just go with sorrowful. No. In Psalms, amen. Speaking to yourself in Psalms, in songs, in Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. So your intention for speaking should be that there should be joy. Huh? Giving thanks. Come on. Giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say amen. And by that same simple thing, you can submit yourself more. Because you have joy through it. If you have pain through it, you won't submit anymore. Where there's joy in it, because it came by meekness, by patience, by long suffering, all of that. Having a sense that it can also happen to you. You don't speak with the sense that it can never happen to me. It's the way you take a place of a master and to be a judge. Knowing that the same thing, you can be caught in the same web. Not if not in that picture, that looks like that. Submitting yourself to one another in the fear of God. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in fault, be ye which are spiritual, restore such and one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Thank you, verse 2. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. So it's not his burden, it's one another's burden. So fulfill the law of Christ, which is charity. So, one of the major ways we be one another person is to speak to ourselves. Not to cover each one's sin, but speak to ourselves in a manner that exposes the sin and rescue your brother. Lest thou also be tempted. That itself is scaring. Amen. In those days, some young boys came to me and said, "Sir, all of us need mercy." So what happened? One of their friends, there were like four or five like that, who were friends. One of the friends, there was a girl, had a problem with a guy. And he was talking to them. Before then, they were having their friendship clean. They prayed together. They go to the gym together. But the guy was talking to them about what was going on with another guy, and they were trying to get her from the head of the guy. Within a short time, they were lusting after her. So why they ran to them, they said, "Daddy, please save us." Because they found out that all of them were lost. All of them. The same thing cut off. Not only one, all of them. And they said, for more than 3 years, they have been friends, it's been impurity. Because you don't have what it takes to undo to watch that soul. So what you have done when he said this, you should have pushed him to somebody else. I laughed. I said, "Wow, you children, it's good you ran. You actually fled for your soul because all of you would have been a problem." Why? They knew that they didn't begin that way. And they knew they were all sincere in trying to help. But when they began to talk to them, among themselves, they found that all of them were lost. All of them. At first, this one thought he was the only one. Do you understand that? And that one thought he was the only one. He was the only one, and they were trying to manage it. One of these days, the other one have to open to them. Say, I'm also in trouble. I'm also in trouble. And I say, hey, all of us are in trouble. Let's go to daddy. Why? They don't have such water to watch. So you can't manage that. You ought to have pushed that person that has what it takes to do, to help. Because some of these things are also spirits. It's not just a behavior, it's a spirit. Once the spirit touches on you, you just find out that, cannot shame me. It's spirit. But the spirit of Christ is higher than all of them. So you can't say you are in Christ's spirit without togetherness. Can you see that? You can't say. You can't get Christ, that Christ's spirit, without using what is provided in ourselves. Say amen. Speaking to yourselves and giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. Submitting yourself. You can now say that in this order, that's what he used as a commandment for the marriage state. Not in our unions. That's when we actually see ourselves. See, finish. You see behavior that is not changing today. You see, this is not changing. It's not just going away. That's why I say, Suru laughing, Shomoku, Chokobene. That's Suru. If you are a man, you don't learn patience, you can't get the best out of your wife. You can't. Or things, some things can change in 1 year. For her to be your wife now, you're not trying to make her, just to make her your wife. You know, I've told you before that when you marry a woman, she's not your wife, she's a wife. I think I've told you before. The wife. And that's how we are also to Christ as men. The same. So, you know how many years Jesus has stayed with the body? Washing and washing and washing. You provide the water somewhere, they will say, we are not going there, sir. Jesus, we are not going to take that water there. He will think again how to move to campus, move their children to campus. That the children can hear it and take it back home. Their children will hear for 2 years, they will hear again and say, what are you hearing there? What are you hearing there? It's the Lord himself is trying to see how the water will flow. To them, oh. Jesus is a worthy administrator. The throne can trust him that he will get the message of God to every man. And he's always doing that in the body. He's always doing that. So patient. So patient. So patient. What the first church did in 100 years, we have been on internet for more than 500 years. The end of time church, more than 500 years. And that was done in the early church within 100 years. Pa, 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 pa. To raise the apostles to move to the nation of the earth to preach that gospel. Pa, 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 pa. And that gospel was preserved. In the restoration period, for 300-400 years, we are still. Some will mount up his gate against new bat. There's nothing called him bat in this place. There's nothing called him bat in this place. We are all of us are God's children. Nobody's. For 50 years, some church are on it. After 50 years, they will not open their gates more. Just open the gates. The Holy Ghost will come upon the children. Bah! They will speak in tongues. Ah! They will let me. They will let me. They will. So patient, Lord. Waited patiently. And also all of that is attribute of a bishop. It's an attribute of somebody who has what it takes for cleansing. It will yet nourish it. And get the point, it will cherish it. If that is going to come, Jesus will, the body will be so beautiful. I tell you the truth. Before the end of the time, the body will be so beautiful that Jesus will cherish the body. So, wow, wow, wow. At last, at last, at last, at last. And this whole move can be the door to that. Don't believe that. As anywhere you are in the world, you are not supposed to shut your mouth at this time. You should be an altar of expression of the life of God. Because in the mind of God, the earth should be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. Are you blessed tonight? Can we give thanks to God and appreciate Him for what He has done for us tonight? Thank you, Father. We're going to surrender ourselves, submit ourselves for the process of much water. We will learn the language of the Spirit. We'll learn the language of the Spirit. We're going to learn the language of life. And see that first of all, the work must have been done in us. Let us pray a little bit to God. We're seeing the need for us to be perfected, to be all-rounded. They wait for us until we are all-rounded. But we are fully equipped, fully endowed, fully equipped with a skill that we can call us the wise man. This is a wise man. Christ has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That they can reckon and account us in the spirit that this is a wise man. This is a wise man. A Christ man is a wise man. He's a wise man. He's a man that the Lord can commit redemption to. Redemption. You can have redemption. Have what it takes to cleanse others. Like Paul said, we have redemption through His blood. Even the forgiveness of sins. We can have redemption. We should have redemption. It's not for us. So if we are called a wise man, we will be sanctified. We will have righteousness. We will be sanctified. And we will have redemption. We can redeem others. Because we have been redeemed, we have experienced the same. So we can help others to be cleansed. God, we thank you tonight. We appreciate you. We give you glory and honor today. Thank you for the message that is reaching us. Jesus, we thank you. Maraba sakatale brohosh kepani masida. Eliabanitase. Eliabanidase. Mele rosh kipali dabar rakatas proboshotale brahanda bane. Abroda balada balita baro. A rosh kepetele brahanda bane marabalash. We should learn from all our brethren. We should learn over and over again. Even in matters that is not concerned directly, you hear from them. You hear what is going on. You learn. You learn. We learn from each other. We hear each other. We learn from each other. Yes. No one should be an island to itself. We should have access. Access because of the fellowship. Access because we are of the oneness of the body. Access. Because we are members of one another. Access. Because we are connected. We are knitted together. Access. Access. Thank you, Lord. We use all of this, oh God, to be wiser, to be wise men, to be wiser. Not only learn when it's time for service in church. No, we'll learn from one another. Bible says, go to an ant. Learn. You sluggard. If God can refer men to ants. Learn it from people's strength and failures. You learn. You learn from people's hurt and offenses. You learn. You learn. When you say you have learned Christ, it's a lot of places he hung, he's learning to, he hung it here and there. He hung learning here and there. There's no one robot place to learn Christ. He put it in many places. We learn. If so be that you have learned Christ, as the truth is in Jesus, if you have been taught of him, Mesalaba Roba Shipleba Ratabo, Arosta Paleba Sapta Librahanda Bani, Rada Balada Bali Daba Rabalashke, Eptalibrahanda Bani, Tasta Preva Sapta Labrahada Bali Rabalash, Rakabo Roba Sopta Librahada Bali Rabalash, Adoba Lata Librahanda Bani, Ebreda Bele de Bele de Bali Bari, Rosta Paleba Sapta Labrahada Bali Rabalashke, Matoli Brahas, the Paleba Sapta Labrahada Bali Apani Rabalahanda Siapa Bali, Roma Shida Bali Apon Masindalea. Zata Librahanda Bania, Libraba Baba 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 Shaka Librabalaba Rabalash, Tosti Prebasuto Librahanda Banima Rabashke, Atola Brahada Baliba Rakaporosoto Librahada Baliba Rabalash, Lizate Librahanska Panimasi, a Deberanda Balabadiba Rabba, the Rasta Baliba Santa Librahanda Bani Subalata Hadi, Ambroshke Peliba Rahanda Bani, Ratele Brihashke Peliba Rahanda Basida Bali. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, we bless you today. We appreciate you. Glory and honor to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In those days, in the background, my mom would always say that. Omotunia will put his ear on the world when they are instructing other children who has mother. They don't have a yell. It's not enough. That's why I'm a fool. That's that learning is everywhere. And that's how the church is learning. Church is a house of learning. So you don't have to wait for the type of message to learn. We learn from one another. There are people that God has given grace for patience of faith. There will be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So you look at virtue. Look at virtues. Look at people. Look at virtue endowments. For you know, I've been just announced, I've not seen people that whose life are commendable to you. Something's wrong with you. And so, some other like that one. You zero everybody in church. It's only pastor. It's only daddy. Then you are not, you are in the wrong place. You don't learn from each other. Even myself, you are not close to me. So I can only give you the message here. That the one that interacts with yourself all the time. And there's no way God will make a church to be growing. And there are no many people who God has given grace for to be ahead. Ahead in grace, ahead in faith, ahead in learning, ahead in hope, ahead here and there. And we also learn from them. I want to pray to God in this that our faculty of learning will be open. In church, we will not be closed up. We'll be open. In the name of Jesus, we'll be humble. Humble thyself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, in due time, we will exalt you. We stay humble, we stay meek. The Lord help us to be meek and humble people in heart. Say, I'm lowly in heart. I'll be lowly in heart indeed. Down our heart will be lowly. Our ears will be open to learning. Swift to hear. Swift, not to judge. Swift to hear, to learn. Slow to speak, but swift to hear. Let my ears as thou open. Let the gift of opening of the air be imparted to us. Lord, grant us for our ears to be open to heaven, to open to God, to open to knowing, to open to learning, to open to light, to open to reasoning, to be open. That we may see as we ought to see.
We We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.
I will see you as you really, really are. Really, really are. Thank you, Father. Can we appreciate the Lord tonight? Let's thank Him for all the mercies towards us. In Jesus' name, we pray.